Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinyadei podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
Whatever the enemy took from you in the year 2022, you are taking it back because you belong to Gideon's army. In Gideon's army, it's about the sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon. Finally, the word Jemuel also means to enter a door, because ahead of Jemuel is Dalet, which is the door of a poor man. So with Jemuel, you receive and then you give. How do you give? Do you know that God is going to make you give by reason of the fatness of a camel? The camel has so much fat, and that is what sustains it even in the midst of drought when there is no water. The fat is enough strength that it does not fail. In the book of Psalm 65, the verse number 11, the Bible says, thou crownest the year. Everybody say, you crownest the year. I'm bringing the message to an end. Make sure you don't miss me out on this. Say it again. You crownest the year.
You crownest the year.
Do you know that? That word crown the year is attar, which means he attacks the year with his goodness. How are you going to attack 2023 with the goodness of God? The goodness of God is the provision of God with which you will attack the year. Wherever you are seated, the crowning of the year is not at the end. The crowning of the year is the provision God gives you to attack the year. Most of the time, we wait till the end of the year to say, God, crown me with your goodness. But rather, it is at the beginning of the year that you will cry and say, God, crown me with your goodness. Because to be crowned with goodness is to be given provision to attack your year. I shared the story of an attacker, of a fighter. Because this year, even though there are provisions, the provision is not manna. The provisions are meant for fighters. The wealth that is supposed to come to you is on the necks of the camels of your enemies. You have to fight to go and take it. If you don't fight, you will not get it. It is meant for you. And the moment you decide to fight, your enemies will succumb and say, fall upon us. What kind of a fight? I thought that Zalmunna was going to fight back. No. They said, here we are. Finish us. I told you, the year is simply one motion. Take a step of faith. Take a step of faith. Take a step of faith. By that your step of faith, you will see the goodness of God. God is showing you his goodness so that you can attack the year. Attack the year. Attack the year.
Attack the year.
Fight for what is yours. CCI, if you are listening to me, this year is not going to be like last year. This year there'll be basa fastings. This year, you will pray and pray on dry water. The whole church should get ready. What happened in 2015 is going to happen again. The grace of 2015 is going to rest on this year also. It is not going to be a play year. It is a year where we will fight. who will fight for what is ours in the spirit. We will not succumb to the intimidation of the devil. We are fighters. The DNA within us is to fight. I remember the other day, Jesus pulled a whip and fought. He said, "Why have they made my father's house a den of thieves?" Tonight, wherever you are, I spoke concerning the past, the present, and the future. I spoke concerning how that God is looking for you. I spoke concerning the provision of God. But don't forget, in all of this, God wants you to own it through a fight. This year is not the year of the promise where I announce you, it will be well, it will be well. No. It will be well when you fight. It is not like every other year. Because when I checked it out, I realized that people of God, how do you interpret this? When Deuteronomy says, sword, it's a year of sword. I told you, it's a year to fight. Terrors within, sword without. Afiwe, it's a year of sword. And the Bible says, curse is the one that draws back a sword. That is how come in any battle you don't draw back your sword. And do you know that fear is contagious? It is the reason why in Gideon's army he said, "Let he that is fearful go back home, otherwise he will make the heart of others to melt like himself." This year, fight.
Jesus.
Fight for your children.
Jesus.
Fight for your marriage.
Jesus.
Fight or fight.
Jesus.
I don't know how to, whether I should say fight before you get me. Fight.
Jesus.
You must learn to wake up in the night to fight. You must learn to look into the sun and fight. You must learn to use the ammunition of the moon to fight. You must learn to use water to fight. You must learn to go on your knees to fight. Good things await you, but you only see it if you fight. Please don't forget, it is a year. Sword! People, what else do you want me to tell you? You see, Jamel is very nice. Jamel says, provision of God. But I would deceive you if I tell you God is pouring out his provision. There is providence. There is manna. God is just coming through for you. Because Jamel simply means the rich man that is running towards the poor man to give him all that belongs to him and all that he needs. God, who is generous, says, take a step. Take a step. Friend, if you have ever seen a year, I'm about to break down the year to you that you needed to fight. Ghana, you must fight. This year, Ghana, you must fight for what belongs to you. If you don't fight, they will turn your 6 to 9. Fight. Fight in prayer. Fight. Please, I'm not saying become a rascal in this town. Understand my language. I'm speaking as a spiritual man. Fight. When you go to lectures, fight. Fight to be on top. Fight to understand. At your workplace, fight. In your marriage, fight. Hey, whatever miracle you are believing God for, fight. If you don't fight, you'll be the lost one. Proclaim in the ears of the people, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. He came again and said, go! People, God will bless you if only you will fight. You know what? In contemplation, when I looked at the year, I wondered, should I declare the year as a year of war? How will people interpret it when they hear it? Should I declare the year as a year of fighting? How will people understand it? I was asking God, when he was bringing all this to my heart, till he said, take over. And then I realized the only way to take over is to fight. It sounds good to take over, but the process to take over is not child's play. Teach your children to fight. Let them fight for what belongs to them. The one thing I'm seeing, last year was a year of women's promotion. This year is a year of women uprising. A lot of women are about to organize into various communities, especially in the United States. But the wind is going to blow all across the continent. You will see it. There will be civil unrest, not because there is civil war, but there will be civil unrest in terms of discussions where women cannot take it any longer because they've been subverted. And to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord does not approve. It is a year where women are about to rise up to fight like the daughters of Zelophehad, to take what belongs to them.
Jesus.
They will not shut up. They will not watch on. They will fight. This year, when you come for all night meeting, you'll be sleeping, but fight to wake up. This year, when you come for crossover, you will feel, when this man close, fight!
Fight!
He's been talking too much. The fighting has begun. The fighting has begun. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Wherever you are, sit. Nobody's closing their eyes. I want a fighter. The Bible said you have not wrestled against sin. I want a fighter. I want somebody who is militant to be saved. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I believe with no shame. Wherever you are, the witness of divine salvation, the life of God in you, you want to experience it for real. Come out. Nobody's closing his eyes. Get up from where you are. Take a decision for salvation and come out. And let me hold your hand in the fight against sin. Wherever you are. If you want this, jump up on your feet. I want to fight with you. God bless you, mama. Wherever you are, God bless you, sir. God bless you, mama. God bless you. This life of God. I didn't even call. She's coming. Come, 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 come. I want this life. I want this life. I want it. I will fight against sin. This one has got nothing to do with being born again or not being born again. It is a mixture of anybody that is fighting an addiction. Anything that is becoming a fight, get up from wherever you are and come. Any issue that you are fighting with, it may be an addiction, it may be sin, whatever it is, whatever, just come. You have been fighting some things. That thing has been holding you down. You want to drop the fight to be declared as a winner. You are coming to the altar. Be a fighter this year. Be a fighter. Be a fighter. Be a fighter. Be a fighter. Friend, be a fighter. Fight. 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 Don't be intimidated by height or stature. It doesn't matter. Fight. Fight. I don't know how else to tell you to fight. This year, your cool one kwan. Nyamu on your mapadima. But one kwan won't sound come. Come out from everywhere.
Of goodness. But if you do not fight, you will not take delivery of that which God has purposed for you.
People are still coming. People have things to fight. And you know what? The devil is not going to leave you alone. If you say you won't fight, he will fight you. Oh, jigaliga, maga, shika, ramanda, haga. Whatever it is, you are here because you want to fight. You are here because you want to fight. Jesus. Jesus. Fight.
Yes.
Hold the people, fight.
Yes.
Hold him.
Yes.
Hold him.
Yes.
The power of God,
yes,
is already moving in this place.
Jesus.
As the people are coming from everywhere.
Yes.
To this altar.
Jesus.
To take a decision.
Yes.
I have 1 more minute. Wherever you are coming from, run to the altar. Without wasting time, run to the altar. Lord, I am here to take the bull by the horn. This year, I will fight. I will fight. You have not wrestled with sin to blood, he says. You have not fought with sin to blood, he says. Fight, fight, fight. Viewer in TV world, viewer on the social media, viewer in the networks, this year you must fight. If you don't fight, the fight is already on. The enemy will defeat and take that victor's crown. But do you know what? Look at me. He crowns the year with his goodness. What does it mean to crown the year? To attack the year with his goodness. It is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. Wherever you are, I know there are all manner of people here, but I did it together as one. It is an altar call for anything and everything to fight. You are here. You want to say, man of God, Pastor Obed, I want to receive Jesus as my personal savior. As we are all here, just lift up your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wherever you are, don't look at your friend or your brother. Wherever you are, just lift up your hand. Say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I declare today.
I declare today
that Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe.
I believe
God raised him from the dead.
God raised him from the dead.
For my justification.
For my justification.
I declare,
I declare,
as I receive this new life,
this new life,
I am born again,
I am born again,
to the glory of God,
the glory of God,
and now
I receive strength
to fight
in this life
to wear
the victor's crown
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, for your information, the word Jamel, it also means retribution. It means that God will reward anybody that fights you. That's what it means. Wherever you are, I don't care what it is. It may be a habit you are fighting with. It may be a family spirit intimidating you. I don't care. Lift only your right hand towards heaven and say with me, the right hand of God is power.
The right hand of God is power.
Shake that hand like this. The right hand of God is power.
The right hand of God is power.
In this year 2023.
In this year 2023.
Before this altar.
Before this altar.
I make a decision.
I make a decision.
I will not throw in the towel.
I will not throw in the towel.
I will fight my way through.
I will fight my way through.
The promises of God.
The promises of God.
Must manifest in my life.
Must manifest in my life.
I fight the good fight. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Reward.
Reward.
My enemies.
My enemies.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
They fall. They fall. I fall on them. And I take the victor's crown.
And I take the victor's crown.
And now.
I receive.
The ornaments.
Of their camels.
I receive.
The blessings.
That come.
With fighting.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Slap your hands together. Do you know what? You have made a decision to fight. But iron sharpeneth iron. I want you to leave your name. I'm making you a promise. From now to the end of March, every day of my life, with the exception of Sunday that I will be preaching, I want to hold your name and mention it before God from now till March. Pastor Obed wants to pray for you. I just want to pray for you. I want to be your prayer partner. I want you to have a testimony. I want to take your name to God. I want you to leave your name. From time to time, I'm going to set up a group on social media. Fighters 2023. That is the name of that group. Those of you there, you are not part. Only these people. Fighters 2023. God bless you. Now lift your hand and let me bless you. Let's hold hands together. Fighters 2023. Let's hold hands together and lift it up. We are together. We are one group. Fighters 2023. Say with me, Fighters 2023. We take what belongs to us.
Take what belongs to us.
We will not surrender.
We will not surrender.
We will fight through.
We will fight through.
This year.
This year.
I will not die.
I will not die.
This year.
This year.
Money must come to me.
Money must come to
this
me.
This year.
This year.
I must see the glory of God.
I must see the glory of God.
It is the year.
It is the year.
Of taking over.
Of taking over.
We fight.
We fight.
To take territories.
To take territories.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say with me, I'm a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
Say it again, I'm a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
I take territories.
I take territories.
I win wars.
I win wars.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
And not a loser.
And not a loser.
Say the glory of God.
In the glory of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Slap your hands together.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truth for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obed Obingadey podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.